Mark Gainforth setting up for his squad.
Getting in the mind of Mark Gainforth, that's a lot of fun, I'll tell you right now. But right now, you know, he doesn't want to let this ball game get away from him. There's a lot of time left. And if I were him, I'd be taking that ball and just taking it inside every time. I'd just be pounding it and putting Bad Axe in foul jeopardy. Now, whether or not he's going to do that's another story, because he's got a kid that's also hot from the three-point land, and that's Aaron Sines. I think if it were me, I wouldn't let anyone shoot a three unless it was Aaron Sines.
USA has only hit two threes in the night, one in the first, one in the second, from Brody Wesolowski and Isaiah Williamson, no one else. Aaron Sines is 5 for 6 from the free throw line, and USA will be inbounding on the side. Sines gets the inbound against Ryan Hileski to the right wing to Wesolowski. Isaiah Williamson, top of the key against Andrew Sutton. Surveying the prairie, dribbles to his right once, back to Aaron Sines. At the free throw line, kicks it out for Wesolowski. Thought about taking the three, nothing there. Harrison Kramer now at the right elbow, and he's pickpocketed by Morneau. Headed the other way, and we have a whistle. Fouls against number 15, Harrison Kramer. His first, USA's third. Saved more than likely a transition bucket from Tommy Morneau.
I think Tommy could have dunked that one, I'll tell you the truth.
Especially since he's only listed at 6 foot on a good day. Clark Brady into Ryan Hileski, back to Morneau at the three. Top of the key, John Messing.
They're not even guarding Hileski down below.
Clark Brady, Morneau in the corner for three. Yes! Tommy Morneau showing what he does best, and that's everything. Three straight threes for Tommy Morneau. He has 16 points, 11 of those in the second half, and we have a whistle as USA is down the court. And we have another timeout called by Mark Gainforth. It's a full timeout of the WLW Sports Network. Bad Axe out to the largest lead of the night at 11:44-33.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust. Kohler Propane at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. All that I can say was,
all that I can say was. 4:54 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe ties their largest lead of the night at 11 points. They led 22-11 with 5:40 left in the first half. USA actually came back and tied it in this third quarter, but Bad Axe showing the resiliency and pushes it back to 11. 4:50 left in the fourth. Hunter Bone to Williamson, left elbow. Into Kemp, low post. Goes up for the layup, and he gets it. Boy, John, that certainly looks like something they drew up in the timeout. Michael Kemp's first points.
About a minute too late, though.
44-35, Bad Axe by 9, 4.5 to play. Clark Brady to John Messing, doing their best attempt at a weave on top of the key. Morneau now retreating to midcourt, being guarded and fouled by Hunter Bone. Morneau goes by him, pulls up for the jump shot just inside the three-point free throw line, and it is good. Morneau taking this game over single-handedly.
The fourth dagger.
He has 11 points in the fourth quarter. 46-35, Bad Axe by 11. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 4 minutes remain. Hunter Bone looks to the sideline. Instruction from Steve Bone and Mark Gainforth. Isaiah Williamson's pass stolen by Andrew Sutton goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Foul goes against number 21 for USA, Macklin Gettle, his fourth, and USA's fourth. Andrew Sutton goes to the free throw line first time tonight. He has 6 points, 4 came in the second quarter, 2 more in the third. And you can tack on one more point in the fourth quarter. Gage Lopez replaces the four-fouled Macklin Gettle. 47-35, largest lead for Bannex on the night. Second free throw is good for Andrew Sutton. 8 points for him, and a 13-point lead for the Bannex Hatchets.
Gage Lopez being in there, that should signal some three-point shots.
Williamson with the screen for Lopez. Now Kemp sets a screen over to the right wing to Hunter Poe. Trying to get anything going. Bannex with an answer so far on everything. Gage Lopez right wing back to Bone. They're going to try another effort. Gets past Clark Brady. Goes up for the shot. Launches this one up. Nothing. But Williamson's there to clean up the boards and put it in for 2 points. 48-37. 11-point lead for Bannex. 3:05 remaining in the fourth.
Got a trap employed by the Patriots.
And John Messing pickpocketed, but Clark Brady saves it. Ryan Hileski back to John Messing, left wing. And we have a whistle. This will go as a foul against Aaron Sines. His second and USA's fifth. One more foul to give before bonus shots begin.
This is much too early to go into a foul fest.
Clark Brady sits down. Martin Messing replaces him. Out there for the Hatchets, John and Martin Messing, Tommy Morneau, Andrew Sutton, and Ryan Hileski. Substitution for USA, number 31, Tanner Foley. So, and Gage Lopez sits down. Aaron Sines, Hunter Bone, Michael Kemp, Isaiah Williamson, and Tanner Foley out there for USA on defense. Martin Messing gets the inbound across midcourt, right to left across your radio. Tommy Morneau now at the free throw line, down to Andrew Sutton in the baseline, and he traveled. Had one too many steps trying to get into the dribbling motion, and he turns it over.
It just looked too good.
2:38 left in the fourth quarter, 48-37, Bannex by 11. Williamson to Michael Kemp, right wing, deeper into the corner to Bone, back up to Sines for three, and he's got it. Sines with 16 points, his first three of the night, brings USA back within single digits, 8 points, 48-40. Martin Messing to Ryan Hileski, and John Messing can't hang on to it. And the officials do not know who it is.
Both officials, all three officials, are not sure exactly what's going to go on.
They're
going to
say jump ball, possession arrow in favor of USA. Bannex fans do not like it. Honestly, John, from our perspective, which doesn't mean much, I think they got that one right.
You know, I think so too. Let's give them credit.
Hunter Bone, they did the right thing. They didn't try and make one up on the fly.
First down.
Aaron Sines against Ryan Hileski, trailing by 8 points, 2 minutes to go. Long two from the top, no good. Rebound, Martin, Tommy Morneau. Ryan Hileski is fouled by Aaron Sines. The foul is on the floor. This will be the 16th foul for USA. Bannex ball underneath the road and hoop. 1:50 left in the fourth, 48-40.
Now, Ryan Hileski was looking at a wide open layup, but he did the right thing. I think he was trying to go ahead and pull the ball back out and run some clock off. Smart play.
We have a full timeout called by Mark Krug of the Hatchets. What's head coach Krug setting up for the blue and gold?
Well, as we've seen already, he's done the three-man weave, and basically, I don't know if that's just go ahead and get Tommy open so he can take the ball up the middle and drive it down their throats, or is he saying the clock is the enemy and we're not going to be taking shots unless it's like a 100% shot or 98.9 shot, you know, something that is, you just can't miss. So that's an interesting strategy, because you have to know that once you go to that kind of a stall, you are basically saying to the other team, here, you've got momentum now. Go ahead and take it. And you just got to trust your kids that they can go ahead and hold on to the ball and dribble this game out.
Just 1:50 remains in the fourth quarter. Bannex taking a full timeout, leading the USA Patriots 48-40. Bannex came into this game at 11-0, USA at 8-2. Both tied for first place in the Greater Thumb West at 3-0. Obviously, tonight's winner will get at least a one-game lead over everyone else in the West. Martin Messing inbounding for Bannex. Feeds into Andrew Sutton at the safety valve, left wing. Into Ryan Hileski. Back up to John Messing. USA getting pretty aggressive on defense, coming down the trap. Tommy Morneau, left wing. Back to John Messing, right wing.